Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to another episode of This Is Gonna Cause an
Yeah, I was like, you just gonna run away with it.
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. And the other host is?
My name is Angel Tanksley. I'm also known as Angel Lakita Moore. I'm also known as
that Moans chick McGee.
Angel. That chick Angel. That's not how I'll be sounding.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit louder and more aggressive.
No, I don't. If you're just now listening, my husband has been picking on me with our Patreon that is watching us live about how I make noise when doing whatever, but specifically everything. How when he pops my back, which he does an amazing job, sound escapes me.
The sound ain't escaping you. You purposely evacuating sound.
No, I don't. I have to in order not to make sound, I have to focus. That's what I've been having to do for the past month because my husband don't want me to have no joy. I could be like, I could be.
Now that's you snoring.
You just being a butthole today. Thank you. Speaking of our Patreon, if you didn't know, we have a Patreon here for not just this podcast, but for us as content creators. It allows the people who participate in the Patreon, who we like to affectionately call our immediate family, to have insight on when we're shooting things. We have like little just lives with them where we are talking. They got to read all the affirmation cards that I put out for Mama Likes. They get to do fixin' shit with my husband and with me sometimes, as well as other exclusive content like Crafts and Cocktails, which is only for our Patreon. So if you would like to be a part of that community, great, because it doesn't really cost you much. $5 a month. That's all we ask for, and we greatly appreciate those who have supported us. We are also joined by our sponsor today.
Manscaped. Get some of that, y'all. It's Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
Get fresh and clean.
We'll tell you more about them a little later in the podcast.
So, what's got you feeling? How you doing? We got tissue.
The box of tissue should be back here. Is it not there anymore? The way you just hopped over.
No, I was going to add, here. Get this in between the two front teeth. I was going to ask you the question. Then I was like, well, that sounds like the segment. So that's why I switched it up and said, how's everything going with you? This week, how you been since the last episode and all week and all weekend?
I am exhausted, specifically today, because my trainer did a great workout with me, but it was excruciatingly, like, not too difficult to do, but I worked. I mean, worked. We did only one exercise that I possibly could have did for probably 5 minutes straight, and that was holding 2 dumbbells and rotating to squeezing my back. Every other workout was something where I had to focus so I could complete the set. Like, because my, like, be really laser sharp with my energy. Because if not, I'm going to make it. I was getting lightheaded, too.
Did y'all have music on? Mm-hmm. Or was that last week? Or what did I dream at?
There was time last week where I had music on. Why?
It shocks me that you be working out without music.
When I'm with a trainer, a lot of times I don't. But if the workout is too hard, I'd be like, wait, I got to put on some music because I cannot sit here and listen to you count and think I'm going to get through this.
Yeah, I need music regardless.
I either like music or TV, one of the two. But regardless today, I mean, I don't typically get instantly sore. Usually it takes a day, maybe even two. I was sore in the middle of the workout. Like, my hips and my thighs, they not going to be right for about 2 days. Yeah. I was sore in the middle of it. I said, oh, my God, today. So, yeah. How am I doing? I'm doing tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, handsome?
I'm doing good. My workout's been pretty good. I wish I could... I've been doing lunges and stuff, like compensate for not doing squats. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of the back issues that I had last year. You know, squatting a bunch of weight, putting 400 or 500 pounds on your back, there's no need to be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, compressing your spine like that. So I haven't been doing squats, been doing lunges and stuff, but they don't give me the same what I need. You know what I'm saying? Like the quad soreness and stuff I'm supposed to be getting. I ain't getting that with these lunges and
Bulgarian.
I was like, it's
Romanian.
Yeah, Bulgarian split squats, lunges, a bunch of different things, the side to side lunges, walking lunge, doing all of that stuff. And I'm like, it ain't giving me the same. And I do all this stuff with weight too. But then, you know, squats was my jam.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing squats.
I know.
Start off with a plate. 10, boom, another plate. 10, boom, another plate. Go all the way up 5 plates. Then do a pyramid. Drop it back down.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand how you would miss doing that. You definitely.
And it was like, that was like probably my favorite workout because it was so strength. Like, there was no breaks. I would do four or five sets to warm up. Mm-hmm. Then I'll start off with a plate. Then. Do 10, 10, 10. 10 and then take a plate off 10, take a plate off 10. It's extreme. By the time you get down to one plate or just the bar or your body weight, it feel like you're trying to squat a house.
Right.
But it was such a good work. I'm be out there just sweating, wet.
Yeah.
3 sets of that? Yeah. Man, my wrist is messed up. I meant to bring an ice pack or something.
What is going on?
I don't know what happened. It's swollen on the outside. It's not like the Decrophane's tendonitis thing that I went through. I think it's swollen a little bit.
Maybe you hit it. I was getting ready to say something. You talked so long about your workout. Oh, you need one of those. Would a inverted machine work?
Laying on my back? Possibly. Yeah. Thought about getting one of them. Incline, we ain't got nowhere to put nothing.
I know. We don't have nowhere to put nothing now, but that might give you some of the
feeling. That definitely would. I would do that after squats back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Leg press, incline, decline.
It don't matter.
One incline leg press.
Yeah, sure.
Love it.
So that wrist messing with me. I don't know where that came from. But it was actually the last time I worked out, it was hurting a little bit, but I was making sure I wasn't injuring it. But anyway, I'm feeling good though, for the most part.
I'm happy.
You know, if you're working out and you ain't sore, you ain't doing something right. But my soreness ain't from...
You're like, it's not that. It's not that.
Yeah, it ain't it. So we usually kick this off every week with one of two segments. One is In My Feelings.
Yes!
Which we talk about some guys feeling good, some guys feeling some type of way. The other one is Tanksley Pride. Go on, let them know.
What Tanksley Pride is?
Yeah.
Tanksley Pride is where we take time to talk about one or some or all of our 4 boys, Marcus, Sai, Kai, and Amar. And we call them our Tank Sleep Ride because they are not only like a pack of lions, but also because they are our pride and joy. So I'll kick it off with, it's so funny when you find out you don't know something about your child.
Yeah.
So this past week, I literally just found out that my son, Sai, knows how to solve a Rubik's Cube. He said it to me in the car. So this is what happened. So we were getting, I've been getting text messages because Jack and Jill was throwing their Black History Month event. And they said, hey, we're going to have a little talent show. Is there anybody who has a child in this group that wants to do a talent? And I said, well, I'll ask my twins because they aren't really stage shy. I asked my twins if they want to do anything. So I asked them, I said, hey, do either one of you all want to participate in the talent show? And so I was like, well, yeah, I guess I can like solve a Rubik's Cube and explain what I'm doing as I'm solving it. He's like, in about a minute to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, what you mean? Like fully solve a Rubik's Cube? Or is it like one of them play Rubik's Cubes where you it's only like two spots or whatever? So when I tell Marcus, that's what my husband Marcus says. He's like, oh, it's because it's one of them small, like they ain't got all the pieces of the Rubik's Cube. It's just the two columns, right? And I said, no, this boy said a regular Rubik's Cube. So
because they had one like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He brings it down. It's not the same as old school. This one is called a quick switch or something like that, where you can do the turns faster.
Yeah. It's like it feels, if you pick up the Rubik's Cube you probably grew up with, has kind of stiff. This one you can, it's easy to spin.
Yeah.
It's like, feels like it's lubricated on the inside almost. Like, yeah.
So we get home. I said, show me. Show me, do this on the Rubik's Cube. Do the thing. He did everything but the last step. He said, oh, I forgot. I don't remember what to do at the corners. I said, now I'm still looking at this Rubik's Cube in shock because I'm like
90% done.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell? So he was like, hold on, let me go figure it out. So he leaves for about, I don't know, 45 minutes. He comes back down. Brisha's over here now. And he was like, okay, I got it. And he does all the thing. And then he shows it to me. And I was like, what? How do you know how to do this? He was like, I watched videos. He said, Levi helped me on one spot that I got stuck on. But, yeah, I just been watching videos to figure out how to solve it. I was like, yeah, you're going to do that talent. And when I put it in the chat, one of the moms thought, she said, I thought you were joking when you said he was going to do the Rubik's Cube, and I was like, I was going to have him do a Black History Month fact. But when he did that in front of them Black mamas while I played some Stevie Wonder music, they were all impressed because no one else in that room could do that. Nobody. Like, to be able to do something and you're in a room with like 60, 70 people and can't nobody do what you just did.
Grown ass people.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was like, I just would move the stickers.
Ain't no stickers.
I know. This one, you can't cheat. So, yeah, it was a very, it was just interesting to experience that with him and to find out that he's that guy. But I want to tell you what you can get for your guy. Okay. This episode is sponsored by Manscaped, the brand trusted by over 11 million men worldwide for their face and body trimmers, hygiene essentials, and premium boxers. If so many men swear by them, you can bet your Valentine's will too. The countdown to Valentine's Day is ticking down faster than stores slash prices on chocolate February the 15th. And this time around, we're raising the bar. We've all watched our partners try for that rom-com leading man charm only to land on a scruffy sidekick territory. Not this year. we are treating them to the VIP experience. Meet the Handyman Rocket Man, special edition for Manscaped, a sleek, compact face grooming essential for that guarantees your partner's face is on track for heartthrob status all year long. Available in the special edition Rocket Man colorway featuring gold and black. Just a quick PSA, though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you'll need to act fast. You can use our code ARGUE for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Now, let me tell you a couple of amazing things about this beautiful grooming tool. One, it is compact. Two, it is, I think you can use, you don't have to have a, what am I talking about? Cord. But it's compact. It makes it be able to, yeah, it is cordless. Thank you. It's cordless. So you're able to travel with it really, really, really easily. It's great for like perfect last minute touch ups so that like you can get that smooth look faster. It's engineered with a unique dual blade system. It features both standards full shaver and a long hair trimming blade to level up. To handle up to 3 days of beard growth. Also, it's equipped with the Skin Safe technology, so it helps reduce nicks and cuts for the perfect shave. It's waterproof, so that makes cleaning it up a breeze. You just rinse it and you're done. It's airplane friendly, so you can put it in your carry-on bag. And the colorway is gorgeous. I think it's so pretty. Also, Manscaped has a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. Give him the gift of grooming this Valentine's Day and get 20% off plus free shipping with code ARGUE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code ARGUE at manscaped.com.
Yeah, so we both, I knew Si had been working on like Rubik's Cube. I knew they were, you know, messing around with him and Kyle was. But we did we've seen him solve it, you know, in the house, which was already impressive. Yeah. But when we went to the Jack and Jill event, and that was going to be his talent, said he's going to be solving it. So Angel instructed him to, like, you know, make sure you slowly spin while you're doing it. And this is what this looks like, y'all. This bottle is the Rubik's Cube. He's looking at it. And watching him flip through these options and switch these things around, but more so of watching him do this in front of, like Angel said, this large group of people, and then at the end holding it up, and they could see that it was scrambled up before, mm-hmm. holding it up, showing it completed, was extremely impressive.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's genuine shock at the end when he was done was like, it wasn't just like, yeah, it was like, oh my God. Yes. Like, people's minds were blown.
Yeah.
My mind was blown just to see him do it in front of all those people.
Yeah.
But people, just the genuine shock on everybody's face is like, I cannot believe I just watched, like, you know, you watch something on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But seeing this little black kid do it live.
Mm-hmm. With his glasses.
Yeah, with his glasses on, just with this little smirk, like, thank you. Walk off.
And then after we sat down, he said, oh, I could have showed him. I know how to do patterns on here, too.
We found all this out yesterday.
Yes.
As we record this.
Yes.
Quick aside. You know, when you think about you raising your children, and when they get to a certain point, you realize they have these skills.
You are so dumb.
Who I just do, y'all? Don't y'all? Don't nobody? Don't you say it? Who
I'm
I just
not.
Do?
I know. I'm Who is not. That? You see what they put.
Nah, so that was definitely something to watch. Very proud of him. Now we got these boys, and I'm still on the twin. Oh, Marcus, let me not even. Oh.
Okay, but before you move on, I just want to say this. Did you see the video I posted?
No.
Oh, okay, so I did a voting video yesterday for our podcast. I surely exploited that baby's talent. I said, while
oh,
I tell
I did
you
see
all,
that. Yeah.
The comments were, we didn't hear nothing you said.
I didn't hear nothing you said. I was like, he going to do it? Did he do it? Oh, he did it.
I told him, I said, you have less than 2 minutes. I can't have my video be any longer than that. He said, okay. He said, I want you to put on there first try. Because it was. It was his first try. I said, we killed that. Mm. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I wasn't going to talk about the twins and this basketball, but I got to talk about my rizzed out oldest.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, as y'all know, Marcus, he's had this big, high, tall box, just like I had for a while, and he wanted to get his hair twisted. Well, that's not twisted. It's
twisted.
That's twisted?
Mm-hmm. It's two-strand twist.
Oh, two-strand twist, I call it plaits. I guess that ain't plaits. No, plaits is three.
Three, yeah, and it's only two.
Anyway, he got his hair twisted up yesterday, and after he got it twisted up, he wasn't sure about because, you know, I hadn't cut his hair, so the sides were still puffy, so I trimmed up his sides, and he was adamant about getting rid of his beard, his sideburns. I said, let's just keep them on there. I'll cut it up, and then after that, if you want them off, I'll take them off or whatever. So trimmed them up. It was so clean with his sideburns, but he was like, yeah, I just want to see what it looks like without it. I said, it's fine. They'll be back next week anyway. Mm-hmm. Shaved them off. He's feeling it. I love the look. I love the look on him. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he sticks to it, and if it gets longer,
mm-hmm.
But it's seeing him go through this whole phase. Like I had my hair like I said in a box, and I had my sister, she braided my hair, cornrows. This is back before everybody was doing it, and I found out what tender head it was. Mm-hmm. Didn't know I was
mm-hmm.
that, or she just was pulling the hell out of my hair. I don't know, but my hair, my scalp. Was in so much pain.
Oh.
So I only kept him for like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. I was like,
oh, that's a long ass time.
Oh, yeah, it was excruciating. And then I thought once the tenderness goes away, okay, redo it. Hurt even more that time. It was like my brain was still scabbed over and I just ripped it off.
No.
I said, shut it down, cut it off. But if we did two-strand twists, it would have probably been not as been as bad, huh?
Oh, it wouldn't have been bad at all. You would have loved it.
I could have had long hair, y'all. Luscious.
That's always his move.
But, yeah, seeing him, and he's feeling it. He said his friends laughed or whatever, so he wasn't feeling his hairdo as much. But I said, Marcus, you got to realize your friends are corny. They can't speak to this type of hairstyle because none of them have this type of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to assure him of that. I said, understand who your friends are and who you are. All right? I said, do that first. He was like, okay. So he got it back.
No, because you said, your friends have bangs.
I said, yeah. I said, your friends have, I said, which one of your friends don't have bangs?
He's like, no.
Even the mixed ones got bangs.
I pulled up that birthday party picture. I said, this one is the only one who has even remotely black hair. And he ain't doing no style that's like, oh, that's so fire.
The only one that didn't have bangs in that picture was the girls.
Exactly. The two girls didn't have bangs. Everybody else had the bangs.
I said, don't be tell letting nobody touch your hair. I said, that's their obsession is trying to touch somebody's black hairdo. Don't let nobody touch your hair and do you. So
he was a little thrown off. Well, I think as black women, we do it all the time. When we try to grow out our hair, we imagine it longer than what it is. So when we style it and it don't show up the same way, it's just like, God, dog.
He said, I overestimated how long my hair was. Yes. I said, it's fine. I said, I knew exactly how long your hair was.
Yeah, but I think it looks, I said, yeah, it looks good, Marcus.
But he wanted it longer. And I said, Marcus, you got to understand. I said, because you're not around a lot of people with this hairdo, everybody starts right here. So we had to pull up like current pictures and then old pictures of people when they first grow their hair. I said, everybody starts right here. Right.
I said, unless you grow out your hair before styling it, I said, and if we did that for you, you were going to have to start.
That afro would be enormous.
Right. And again, we were going to have to cut you all the way down and just let you grow out all of your hair. I was like, instead of doing it from the box, I was like, because that would have been insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you like his look, though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I said, you look like a baller, though. I said, you need to figure out how to play basketball.
You look like
now.
You got a white mama, a black daddy. He used to play in the NBA.
I said, you look like you got handles. I said, you're going to have to get some. Mm-hmm. He was like shaking his head. No, no. But I do. I like the look on him. I think.
Yeah.
I think.
And I'm glad I wanted him to move away from the box so bad.
Yeah, he never got it to what he wanted to look like. So I'm glad that he is liking his style, and more so just that he is expressing what he wants his hair to look like. So who did his hair? My girlfriend, Walisha. She whispered to him, if you end up liking this and you need it redone, don't let your mama take you to nobody else. Ever let me do it again. I said, no, you did not. She said, I did. I asked him to just let me redo it.
She did good.
I had to tell her to go down. She had stopped high. Like, it wasn't start. I said, Walisha, you got to.
As far as possible.
Yeah, she was just like, because it doesn't. She was like, it's kind of short. I said, I'm going to need you to
twist it up because I'll cut that shit right off. Yes. I need to know what I can cut, what I can't.
I said, his daddy going to cut him up so high, he just going to have a maxi pad worth of hair on his head.
Oh, they saying, how was that spelled? Tell them what you asked her when you found out her name, Walisha.
Walisha? I said, is your daddy named William? No, I didn't even say, is your daddy. I said, your daddy named William, ain't it? She said, yes. W-I-L-L.
Isha.
Yes.
Walisha.
I-E, or is it E-I? Whichever way. E-I-S-H-A. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walisha.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, I'm glad to see him go where. Anyway, moving on. Now, we got some things to talk about. Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. We got some things to talk about.
These Grammys.
neither one of us actually watched the Grammys yesterday. I was at a Mocha Mom meeting. Marcus was at home yelling at kids.
I was yelling at him. I snapped at him, y'all. Lord Jesus, help him.
Did you finish putting together the thing?
What? The trailer?
Yeah.
For the most part, I still got wiring to do.
So he was doing that? But
yeah, I was doing that yesterday afternoon. By the time Andrew got home, she was on the phone with Brescia and was like, oh, did you see? Did you see? And she was like, girl, ain't no Grammys on in my house. Look, and panned the camera around to me. I had my feet up with a glass of wine watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
As usual.
It was a long day, and that bottle was good.
It was good.
I have some more of that today.
Oh, he was drinking wine. Drinking wine. So let's start off with the Looney Tunes. Let me see if I can find it. Kanye West showed up to, I think it was the Grammys, with his, I think it is his wife, and she had on a fur coat that went from head to floor. And then she dropped the fur coat on the floor, and we see she's in a body stocking.
She had on, it wasn't a body stocking. She had on a stocking with the leg cut out, the leg of a stocking.
It was so.
Basically completely naked. Like, when I say naked, completely naked. The stocking was the same color as her that's already see-through.
Yeah, we could see her booty crack. That's for sure.
I don't, this is more than money.
No, I think he's insane. Not mentally well.
You see, I can't, you gotta be all, watch what you say. It's more, it's.
Okay, put it on me and I'm gonna show you all. You can watch our channel on YouTube. I'm doing it without sound, so I don't have to worry about that. Hopefully you all can kind of see it. And she's about to drop her, you all can see this on TikTok, but she's about to drop her fur coat. And from here, because it was CBS. God dog it. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on.
Let me see if I can find it. CBS cut it right off. I was like, okay. And then it's about to.
Hold on.
Oh, I wonder if it got scrubbed. Here we go. No, girl, I don't want to see you on here. Ah, they are.
These hold on, people, I saw a couple people posted. Hold on.
They are purposefully.
You know, they're shocked.
Well, most people are covering it. You know what? Maybe I can find it on X. Most people are covering it up with their hands or their body so it doesn't get their account doesn't get, what do you call it? Thank you, reported. Kanye and Bianca. Does it play to the end? Okay. So put it
on me.
Put it up.
Oh, shoot.
She is.
Is. I can't.
Okay. Nick, okay. Now you can take it off.
All right.
Look at it. That's the picture she took on the carpet.
Yeah, there's not a pasty over her. There ain't nothing covering her coochie.
No, those
She's
are her nipples.
Completely naked.
Does she have a C-section?
I
think I even see her C-section scar. That's how naked she is.
What's insane about this?
No, that's not. I don't know if that's a pelvis. Go ahead.
Her doing this, in my opinion, is already insane. That's just already.
Huh? I'm sorry. Tummy tuck, not C-section. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's already insane to me. But who? I know she wasn't doing this before she got with Kanye. Who as a what man is like, yeah, that's a good move?
I don't know. And I also don't know what she was doing. I don't know who this woman is prior to.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this lady. It could be a cyborg for all I know. I don't.
Bianca Censori. I don't get it. I don't know what Kanye is trying to prove or not prove. Like, I get this, oh, I'm a free thinker, but that don't have anything to do with free thinking. You just want her to be naked.
Yeah, definitely. And to me, it's not even a free thinker. It's like a cry for attention.
Or something.
Like to completely cover up and then drop it for the wow factor.
I don't, yeah,
as
I'm
he
like,
sat there looking like the Grim Reaper.
I'm like, what type of statement are you all trying to make? I'm looking this girl up because I'm like,
yes. It is a hell of a drug. It is.
So she's from Australia. Her people are, like, her grandparents on one side are from Italy. She has a master's degree, a bachelor's and a master's degree in architecture. And she has a jewelry line. I don't understand how she became this.
Kanye. That's how she became that. Was it when he was with Kim, like everything was sterile. Like
everything was
white or gray or something like that.
And it still is. It still is.
And then what's that other girl's name? The Rose, the blonde.
Amber.
The bald-headed one. I think she was already insane.
Boop. I truly have not understood this couple in particular. Like, it's crazy when you like, you know, Kim was so much better. Like that, anytime you can say that, where are the Kardashians? That is a problem. Since the inception of this relationship, it has felt so weird.
You know what it reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
Trump and his wife. How she's like this figure on the side. Mm-hmm. That you can't even tell if it's human or not.
Never if it's human.
Because she, like, the way, whatever her name is,
Milan.
She'll stand there, like, expressionless.
Yeah.
With no emotion, doesn't blink, face doesn't move, and it's just like, with his bad motions, and she just kind of stands there in this trance, I don't know what to call it. And it's the same thing, like, Kanye'll show up in his all black.
Yeah.
You know, look like the kids dressed in the big and tall section, all black. And then she wears less and less. And you can't get no less than this, than what she had on. She had on shoes,
naked,
didn't she?
I don't know.
I mean, she was fully naked. Like, you can't even say anything was covered.
Toya in our Patreon says, it's as if she is drugged. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It looks like she's drugged.
Yeah, it looks like she's on something and she's just kind of numb.
What was that movie? Oh, that was one of the Avenger movies where they would he would take the wand and tap their heart and it could control them. Yeah. That's what it's like. It's like you are under control.
He's tapped.
And the command center is back at the headquarters just typing in what you're supposed to do.
She has tapped his heart. He has tapped her heart with his penis. You remember when there was the video or pictures of they were on the gondola and his pants were down and she was between his legs. I was just like, come on, guys. Like, you know you're famous. I know. You know people are following you around. So this is purposeful.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, it truly is. That's like, you know, a lot of times people come out to California and go to like Rodeo Drive and go shopping. Rodeo Drive ain't got anything that no other luxury mall has. Usually celebrities go there to get attention. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why they go to Rodeo Drive. There's no reason to go down there other than to be seen.
Yeah,
you could go to Neiman's or any of these Cartier to... Almost most shopping malls in California gonna have old stores. You could just go in. You could even call them and be like, hey, I want to come in before the mall opens. They'll do that for people. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like their life is doing. He even said it, I don't know, on one of his songs. And I was like, he tells y'all right there, every move he makes needs to be a press conference. But it's sad to see. It don't look like they're having fun in life with all this money and all this fame. Yeah. It don't look like they're having fun at all.
It's like he's been in this manic episode that will not turn off.
Nah, I don't think it's no episode. He's manic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's bipolar,
it's an
episode because he hasn't flipped to depressed. If he has, then his episodes look exactly alike. He's got twins. Identical twins for both his manic and his depressive modes. That one threw me off. So with that little piece for which one do I want to do? I always get these confused on whether or not it should be TikTok O'Clock or Tank It. Okay. It'll be TikTok O'Clock. So with that being said, so the TikTok O'Clock was the video that we already showed y'all of her being naked. Last year or maybe 2 years ago for the Oscars, one of those major parties that happened at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. The theme was naked, huh? No, not the Met Gala. This was for specifically, it's around the time of the Oscars, I do believe. And the theme was either naked or wet. Vanity Fair, thank you. Nude party.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, all the women were very much so. Not completely I'm showing naked. You my coochie.
Yeah.
But you could see a lot more than what you would normally see on these people. I'm going to show you some of the photos. And I want to know what you feel like is too far. Because they drug Sierra. And my God, she looked great. Okay, so let me.
Yeah, people don't drag Sierra just because people don't like Sierra.
Okay, I'm showing Marcus this white lady. And I'll try to send all these to Bree so she can insert it. Is it too far?
For a nude party?
Yeah,
No.
All right, that's Marcus.
It's like a bathing suit's a bathing suit until you... Wear it somewhere outside of where water is. Like, it's... You know, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, now this one might be a little different. I don't think I'd seen this one. I don't even know who this is. Okay, let me show it to them. Oh, thank you.
It's a nude party. Celebrate the titties. Why not?
He said nipples out.
Because the thing is, people wear to things that aren't a nude party, they'll wear sheer things to where you can see nipple.
I'm not, I think seeing actual nipple is a lot.
That's the air on the left.
Yeah.
She got on pasties, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see nipple. And the girl on the right, she pretty much got the same thing, huh?
Sabrina Carpenter is who he's looking at. I'm going to see if I can find a 360 shot of. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Save photo. There'll be the. I want to make this bigger. But you'll kind of be able to see.
Cheeks out. Is that a thong?
I think so. I think her cheeks are fully out.
She got the body for it. But here's the thing. It's like, again, this is a new party. She's got her coochie covered. She's got on a thong. Pasties. Is not completely naked.
It's not vagina juices.
Literally.
Flapping
like
about.
We got to disinfect the chair you sat in.
They better not have let us sit in no chair.
You stand over in the corner while we're going to put some plastic on the floor. We don't know what y'all got going on over in the West House.
Okay, we're going to put down the piss pads that we put down for a puppy that we're potty training. So for you?
Yeah, for me, it's like if you, it's something especially Vanity Fair. They like major.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair, major magazine, even the. From the photos that they put on the cover sometimes,
mm-hmm.
It's like, can this be in the grocery store?
No.
Like, out like this? You would expect something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if that's called a nude party,
mm-hmm.
They're expected to come out of that. You got celebrities out there that's been waiting to put their bodies out. and the difference is like, for even, what's the names? Sierra's.
Oh, Sierra.
There's been people that go to the Oscars where it's just like, now hold on, girl, you can see a lot, but it's done with just a little bit of class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm going to put rhinestones all over my body, but I'm going to basically be that, but you're covered.
Yeah.
You ain't wearing the thigh of a stocking.
Over your whole body. Yeah. I feel like she's in a completely different category. I think that would be not enough clothes to wear to the adult porn industry awards. I think they wear more clothes.
Yeah.
Than that. And their business usually requires them to be okay with being nude. But I think they would be like, yeah. Well, yeah, no, this is not what we're doing right now.
Yeah. And for Kanye, for me, it's just like mission accomplished. We sitting here talking about it. That's all he wanted. That's literally all he wanted. He wants to make sure his name is mentioned. That's all he wanted. He did what he was supposed to do, or what he set out to do.
So, speaking of the Grammys, of course, we're so happy with a couple of the wins that we saw. We did not actually watch the Grammys because I was busy all day. Marcus was putting together stuff. I did get to see some pieces. Doechii was amazing. I was enthralled the entire of her performance. She's such an artist, as far as in it, not just her like vocally performing, but like visually, she's trying to do stuff that nobody else is doing. And I think that always, like, you should have seen at the end of her performance, Jay.
Hold on, she's a brown girl, right?
Real chocolate.
Yeah. Because she was wearing the things on her eyes like yes. That. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
People were like,
she is a good performer. I've watched a couple of her performances.
They were like, why do you wear those? She said, because it's. You should have seen how at the end of the performance, how big Jay-Z was smiling and clapping. Like, her performance was just so much energy. She was really killing it with the dance moves, everything. But let me tell you about this man. He gets in the bed. Now, I'm already struggling. I've been falling asleep multiple times. Somehow the channel changed, and I'm over here waiting for a commercial break to end, and it's on Seinfeld.
I didn't turn that on.
Anyway.
Because I heard the music. I said, oh, it went off? But I don't think you heard it. I think you were asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And, I was like,
oh.
I said, oh, you remember?
Yeah.
I said, oh, man. I said, Dochi's performance was really amazing. And Marcus was like, yeah, but I didn't want to have to sit in all that traffic to see it. And I said, wait a minute, huh? So already.
Then I'm starting to explain. I'm like, look, I know that's not for me. It ain't my thing. Like, I'm not her core audience, so I'm not about to set in all that traffic.
And I said,
I have to deal with that.
What are you saying
for traffic something for? That I don't know, even understand?
I said, what are you saying traffic for metaphorically? Like, what does traffic stand
and
for?
And I'm getting confused. I'm like, was y'all not in traffic? Did you not hit any traffic leaving?
And I was like, leaving where? What is
we in the bed going back and forth. Not even mad. Just like, I don't understand why you're not understanding me right now.
And because I'm so sleepy. I'm like, I've already fallen asleep a couple of times.
And I know this.
And it's taking everything in my brain power to try to follow what the hell this man is saying. He said, at the Battle of the Bands, did y'all not leave? I said, Battle of the Bands. I said, that was Glorilla.
No. I can't. I said, you said Dochi. I'm thinking Glorilla.
I said, what?
It was the biggest relief for both of us. Like, oh, thank God.
I said, I was like, am I going crazy? I was like, because what metaphor is traffic? I don't know what the traffic.
I told her, had I known that we was talking about two different things, I'd have just switched and act like the previous conversation never happened. Like, Angel, you asleep. What are you talking about? We never talked.
It was that bad. It was that bad. Oh my God. I was like, I was talking about Dochi's performance. He's like, yep.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I can hear it on my way to the truck. It was loud.
I was like, no. Like, no. Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah, if it was Dochi, I'd have stayed.
Really?
Yeah, I think from what I've seen, I'm like, oh, she be performing.
I mean, obviously, I stayed for Glorilla. I would have stayed for Dochi, but I love Glorilla's little country sale. She's
hilarious. I've seen an interview. She is hilarious.
That her dancers were trying to fix her top, right? She said, I'm sorry about my outfit, y'all. Early, I had a wardrobe malfunction, so now I'm in these clothes, and they so tight, shit, I can't breathe. So that's why I ain't giving y'all all my dancing. I was like, this girl, she was having herself a good time, and so was everybody else. Yes, at the end of the day, they gon' win.
Is she the one that said that?
Yes. It was dead serious. Anyways, so Kendrick Lamar won in 5 different categories.
5. He won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
Best. Anything you say, I'm going to say 5.
Best song. Best record. Best rap song. Best rap performance. And best music video. And I'm not sure if it's rap music video or just music video. Let me check. Are you shocked? No. Yeah, best music video. Not even best rap music video. Over everybody's music video.
Everybody's video.
They Not Like Us won for each one of those categories. Those were the 5 he was nominated for. What are your thoughts?
Getting a song and album, I don't understand the difference.
Oh, yeah. Getting not album, one, song and record.
So, yeah, song and record, I don't understand the difference.
Mm-hmm. I don't
getting
either.
That I'm not surprised of, but just because of how popular the song was, and it's got so many quotables. The main one, A minor, like,
and then the whole audience did it with him.
Yeah, at the Grammys.
Yes.
So that part don't surprise me, but for the other 3, I am shocked. Not to say it didn't deserve it. It was just, you know, we know how these Grammys be swinging. The fact that Beyonce got her very first one this year, she been in
not
the
not first Grammy. She has more Grammys than anyone.
No. She's got an album.
Album of the year.
The fact that she's got all these number one selling albums and she ain't never got album of the year, that blows everybody's mind of like, so you know, I'm surprised Taylor Swift didn't win in a category that she wasn't even in.
Yeah, she was because she was up against Kendrick. That's why she lost in every. She was up against Kendrick in multiple categories.
Yeah, so you never know how these are going to swing. That's why I'm shocked that they, these, whoever votes on this, gave him five.
Yeah, they
said. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what shocks me more. Not that he didn't deserve it or I didn't feel like the song was good enough. More so that I'm shocked at their decision to give it to him.
Yeah, I'm over here looking to see who he's up against. Taylor is in, so far, Taylor was in every category.
Yeah, not surprised.
Not surprised that he won.
That she was in every category.
Oh,
I am surprised that he beat Taylor. I think they've been feeling the heat. Like, y'all give Taylor everything.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, come
best
on now.
Best cough of the year. She was sick. She hit COVID, y'all. Relax.
Kendrick also won against himself on rap performance because he was also like that. Yeah, like that, the song he did with Future. Well, uh-huh. Future did with him. That was also.
I'm shocked that that was a category. That was nominated.
I'm very
shocked that was nominated.
Dochi's Nissan Altima definitely needed to be on there. Yeah Glow was also nominated.
So that's, look, I thought Mariah Carey had the best diss song is in popularity of all time. That song that she, when her and Eminem was going back and forth, what's the song called?
Why are you so obsessed?
Yeah,
with
obsessed
me?
With me, obsessed, whatever it's called. It's people right now that don't even realize that's about him. That's how good she's like. Yeah, you a press conference? What she say? I'm a press conference. You a conversation?
Yes, yes.
You a mom and pop? I'm a corporation. The fact that you done took that goddamn, I'm talking about Kendrick Lamar now, took that diss song and did all this with it. Drake is pissed.
Oh, that's what they said.
That boy, he need to, if he just be quiet and don't say nothing, go elsewhere with your little lawsuits, don't make no statements, don't tweet nothing, just shut up for about 2-3 weeks. That's all it's going to take. 2-3 weeks. Don't go to no games. Let people forget.
Nah.
And then resurface and do whatever, something that ain't got nothing to do with this.
We'll never let
this is what's
up.
Funny. The lawsuits, he's basically mad that they did, if this is true, what he's saying, that they pushed it and did all this, they did the same thing for him.
What do you mean?
Meaning they push his music. They push his records.
Right, but no, his problem is he's saying they pushed Kendrick's in order to be able to leverage their side of negotiation for his contract.
For his?
Yes.
Oh.
Because if Kendrick's diss song is so much higher, they can be like, well, right now you're taking an L, so why would we give you all, you know, this contract or a certain amount?
Yeah, that's just what they do. They done had artists on the same label beefing, so
right.
What
does it no, even matter? I, you know it does saying? Sound very like.
Anyway, whew.
So in
Kendrick doing his, I mean, nobody's shocked that Kendrick's getting all these accolades, but yeah.
So in his thank you for the first one that they show on air, he's like, you know, and this is for the city, for Compton. He said Compton, Watts, Inglewood.
Yeah, I saw right? that one somewhere.
I was like, Van Nuys. I was like, San Fernando Valley. He was like, the Valley.
Hey.
I said, because when I said it, Lil Marcus was like, no, shaking his head. When he said the Valley, I said, that's right.
That's we ain't talking right. about Simi Valley.
Nah, he talking about
talking
this
about the valley.
Valley. He did. He said San Bernardino. He said, he was like, I was like, that's right, because we're not from Compton. We are also
we
not from
California.
Watts. But my children are, yeah. And they not going to claim no Inglewood, because that's not where they grew up. But yeah. When he said the Valley, I looked over at Marcus. I said, see? I said, you got to be rep your set.
Yeah.
I said, you can do that.
Yeah, I be seeing them dudes walk around with Valley shirts on.
Yeah, listen, we out here.
But yeah, so yeah, Kendrick getting that. Yes, like he's an extremely talented dude. Getting it off that song. You never know what's just black popular and what's popular.
Yeah.
But that song's popular. It's a good song, too.
It was catchy. The beat was great.
Yeah, as much as I got sick and tired of hearing that song, every time I never skip past it.
Yeah. And the lyrically it was fun.
Yeah.
It was insane. That's the other thing.
It wasn't just catchy. Lyrically, it's a fun, clever song.
Yeah, it is. So my fave, my bestie, my sister, my friend, Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter. We got to see her in a state that we never see her in, which was utter shock. When her name was called for album of the year, not album of the year, for country album of the year, yeah. We'll start there. She looked like those babies who get the cochlear ear implants for the first time and they turn on the sound.
Yeah.
It was like yeah, where?
They just showed me here.
Where did that sound? It was like, wait a minute, where did that sound come from? Because it sounded like they said my name. I was so happy for her. I think with celebrities, because they sometimes seem untouchable, we take away their humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to remind myself a lot of the time that celebrities are actually just regular people who have too many eyeballs on them and a lot of times too much money. So that still doesn't take away their humanity. So I have to sometimes think about the fact, like, dang, you have been working in this industry for close to 30 years now.
Most of her life.
And you've actually put out exceptional work, but there is one academy that seems not to really want to give you your due. But they are willing to give it to someone else multiple times over and over again. Because, you know, we want to be like easily like, F them. Shoot, we ride for you regardless of your Grammys or whatever. But if that's the industry you're in, it's going to be hard not to like also want to aspire to have those things. Not to say it's not impossible. Not to say that it is impossible, excuse me. So it was nice to see her shocked, but also as someone who's looking at her as a professional and a human being, I was touched for her that she got recognition that she had given up on it seemed like she didn't think it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I am shocked. Like, there's a
lot. Everybody was shocked.
Probably the white folk in the category would have.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Especially for country. What you doing over here?
Her album was great.
Which also, in my opinion, puts the Grammys, like, exposes even more of their bullshit.
Wow.
She can have a great country album, which is fine, but she's also had all these other dope albums.
Yeah.
That she didn't get recognized for. Mm-hmm. Number one albums. But they still didn't give her album of the year.
They were like, yeah, we'll nominate you, but that's it.
We just going to nominate. So for me, I'm like, I'm glad. Like, it's, again, shocked that she got it. Not to say that she didn't deserve it. Just shocked that they chose it. But it also exposes their other bullshit from years prior of
being up in other people's butts.
Where you been?
I'm trying to see who all she was up against in that category. Lord, they keep jumping around. Oh, and she also won three? I think three Grammys. She also won for her song with Miley Cyrus for Best Country Duo. Oh, she was in here wrecking shop on these people. Oh, my God. She was nominated a crazy amount of times, per usual, because she's just doing stuff that not a lot of other people can do, much less.
And that's why I want to. I hate the hate that successful black people get.
Yeah.
Like, it's so annoying. It's like they'll root for you and push for you until they see you succeeding and getting too big. Then all of a sudden something's wrong.
Yeah.
Now they got to tear you down. Mm-hmm. See it time and time again. One thing that annoys me, especially it comes across I think it's called For You, the little search thing on Instagram for you.
Discovery.
Your discovery. On Instagram, it shows me all these stupid ass Jay-Z videos and like with the stupid music and then trying to show him doing something demonic or ill or something. Like, why do I keep getting this crap?
They're like, we want you to believe.
Jay-Z I don't know, he's like offering Beyonce like a sip of his drink or whatever they were having at the Grammys, and it's like caption was like, "Did you see that?" And I'm like, "Why is this crap coming across? Stop it!" I got to like block that those accounts or put not interested. It's like, why is this crap keep finding me?
They were like, "Cause one day you'll believe."
It's so stupid. It's like
you'll believe it here soon.
And then I'm gonna switch quick aside. I'm switching a little bit, even like on the music side, like when it comes to success, like Jay-Z, for example. I see a lot of people, like I saw Tony posted sometime last year. It's like, when did all this hate start up with, you know, concerning Jay-Z? Like, people hate him now. It's just like, and I even commented on there, I was like, people hate success. Because a lot of times you get like, he ain't even all that good. Now, I get people like, even back in the day, that didn't like James. He never said he was trash. He just said, "I'm not feeling him like it." Mm-hmm. He said, "I don't even discredit him as like being top five or top 10, whatever you want to call him. I'm just not into him." Perfectly fine. Perfectly get that. But all these people now is like, he's overrated. He's trash. I'm like, first of all, if you don't remember Saturday morning cartoons, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're too young to be talking right now. Mm-hmm. You get these people that, like, people that don't consider Jordan a GOAT. Mm-hmm. It's like, you never even saw the man play because you're too damn young. So how you going to say how great he is or how great he wasn't? Yeah, so it's the younger people, because they're the ones controlling, they ain't controlling, but they're the ones that's, the majority of them are who's on the social medias, and that's what we're seeing right now on all these apps. It's like, you get them saying so much, like you get, especially the Jay-Z, Beyonce, like I just said it earlier, Sierra, Russell, you get out, like the success, people start to turn against them once they get, the same people that was rooting for them before. Ain't nothing changed except their success level.
I think a lot. I can't really speak to other cultures. I can only really speak to ours. But I'll say I don't see it as much. Mm-hmm. Now, I think white people be hateful.
Oh, yeah.
And they be backstabbing. They be conniving. Okay,
difference is they don't hate any of their own more than they hate us. Very so you true. Gotta give him kudos for that.
So, listen, he's right about that. But I will say this: the level of the level of energy people will put behind trying to disprove why someone is successful, trying to put their success on the devil, I don't see happening as often or as much or even at all in other cultures the way we do in ours. We will completely put somebody, damn them to hell, based off of symbolism that you trying to believe is inside of something.
They want to say it can't be. It's almost, when I see people do that to me, what I hear them saying or see them saying is, we as a people are not capable of that type of success. So you had to sell your soul to reach that, because we're not capable.
Yeah.
That's truly what I see when no, they worshiped it. They worshiped it. See the cult. No, Diddy just did some dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like this whole, that's truly the way I see it. Now, this whole little underworld or whatever, yeah, I believe people do some crazy stuff for success, to get on certain labels, to get certain contracts and money, whatever it may be. But to say that they have to worship the devil to get this type of success, or have to do something demonic or sell, or, you know, just crazy stuff just to reach success, it's like, come on. I'm waiting on that, for people to start hating me for my success.
I just would never serve a God that would be limit what resources I could have in order to be an actual follower and true daughter of his. If he was like, the only way you can be honestly one of mine is if there's no success in your life.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm not signing up.
You have to suffer your entire life and only hope for something better that will never come. That's the only way you can serve me. That's pretty much.
I'm not signing up for that. No, 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 no. So I think a lot of the negativity, has to actually do with the psychology that they, the psychological games and warfare they put on black people coming here. I just watched two videos, which I should have did for TikTok O'Clock to kick off Black History Month. But if y'all remind me, I'll do it next week. It's where, it's one clip where Cat Williams, oh yes, I should have done it. Daggone it. We're going to do it for TikTok O'Clock next week, but I'll just break down a little bit. Cat Williams is talking about how the liar always remembers the lie he told. And he's like, y'all wonder why white folk are so obsessed with us, and but yet they believe they hate us, right? And all this stuff. He's like, because they remember what lie they told. So they have to keep an eye on the truth.
Yeah.
Because they don't want us to realize that.
I literally just watched something yesterday. They were, can't remember who, what her name was. Some of y'all probably saw it. Can't remember who posted it. But she was saying why, it was explaining why black history is always a cover-up. It's like, because black history is political and exposes the truth about America. So they have to keep our history controlled or out of the books, or don't, you know, people not educated about, because it only exposes the truth about the country. She was just like, this a proven fact, scientifically proven, black kids that know their true black history of where they come from, what they went through in this country and where they are now, academically do better.
Yeah.
In life, they do better in succeeding in life because they know what's up.
Yeah.
When you go out here naive and, you know, don't know nothing, it's like, yeah, they can pull the wool over your eyes.
Completely. Y'all make sure y'all remind me to show the, because there's another video in that one. The one I'm going to show y'all is by Donnell. I forgot how Donnell Wrights is his name on TikTok. He combines two different videos, that one and one with a journalist. And the one with the journalist is so fire. It's fire.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set off Black History Month, right? So before we leave the talk about the Grammys, congratulations again to all the winners that we appreciate. How was your Battle of the Bands experience?
Battle of the Bands was fire, y'all. It was what I expected. There's a classic we used to go to in Indianapolis. I can't remember where it was.
Or Cincinnati.
No, I was past Cincinnati. It may have been Cincinnati. I don't know. It was a classic we used to go to as kids. It was always two HBCUs, I can't remember which two. Our parents, everybody used to go, like the whole community, we all caravan up there, block off a big ass parking spots in the parking lot, pull out food during halftime and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Battle of the Bands was fire. I got to give it up. Look, I don't know if they judge these. Every band was dope, as you could imagine. Everybody did their thing. Like, shut it down.
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 Yeah.
But what is it? Arkansas APAUPB?
Arkansas Pine Bluffs is what you're getting. It's A Arkansas University.
Yeah. AUPB.
PB? Yes.
I thought you said D. That band, if I had to judge, I would have to put them first.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was dope. I ain't saying nobody wasn't dope. But I'm telling you,
UAPB.
UAPB.
University of Arkansas Pine Bluffs.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, UAPB. Y'all, it was like, Angel, she drew my attention to, like, is it the majorettes?
Okay, what about them?
So they're the ones, you know, the girls is always, they always sit with their legs crossed and randomly one of them would get up and do stuff, sit down. So when they marching onto the field, Angel was hype. First band that went up, she said, now I'm waiting for these girls because I know they're going to set it out. Typically, they do. Like, the drum majors, they come out and do their thing. And they got to grind and stuff and jump down, do the genuine on the ground. Then the majorettes, the majors got it. And then the majorettes step up. That's when they usually the ones that shut it all the way down. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we us. We're going to let y'all jump and yell, but we're going to be elegant and then set the shit on fire. When I tell you, UAPB... First of all, the girls, they came in like assassins. They just real slow walked, did their thing. The whole band was fire. Like, you see the majors doing their thing. It's like every member of the band was a major almost.
Yeah.
In sync.
Oh,
and
man.
Then the girls set it off.
Oh.
They stepped out, and they walked up there to the front and did their things. They were flipping each other. You know, the one close to the end, the girls that was flipping over each other?
The big girls?
UAPB was already doing that. They was on some Matrix type shit. Everybody was like, oh! I mean, it was insane. Then at the end, you know, they everybody broke it down again, and everybody almost had the same, like, lay down on the ground. You thought theirs was over. Yeah. They started going on the ground. I said, they just setting it off.
And you were loving every bit of it.
Yes. Oh, my. Everybody was. But, no, of course, Southern did. It was just so fire. I could do without the DJs, the dudes on the mic.
Oh, you don't like to hear all that?
Yeah, y'all.
And bringing out the girls.
And they doing this, and they doing, and they talking, and they talking. And, oh, you got, man, just let them do their thing. I'm trying to hear the song they playing. We in the stadium. It's already hard enough.
Yeah.
I don't need y'all talking. But DJs did their thing, too, but stop it. but all the bands was fire. Like, I can't even sit here and say, remember, and, you know, regurgitate everything I saw, but it was, I had a good time. It was good. It was a good time.
I'm so glad I'm able to look to see, and hopefully I'll be able to find them. I was in line with the Delta
Angel was
Gens
during that time
for two of the band performances, plus some of the in the stand performances. And all they wanted to get was candy and juice, and it took us that long. I'm telling you what, I was on Delta duty from 8:30 to a.m. to 7 p.m. with the Delta Gems. There were 18 girls we took down to the SoFi Stadium. We did the college expo, first Black College Expo. I was so mad Lil Marcus went there. They had a Super Smash Bros. Tournament.
Dang.
And they were like really trying to, they were like, come on, guys, you know.
He went over like sat with that Rubik's Cube.
Yes. I said, oh, and they got the grand prize up to $500. I said, you would have walked out with $500. And he, what was great is I went and got him a lot of information on HBCUs. I took around four of the girls, and it was great. Really bonded. Got to hear what they wanted to major in. One girl wants to do forensic psychology. Another one is wanting to do communication. Another one, biology. Other one that I had was law. So just even hearing that, like what they wanted to do, and watching them intently listen to the people talking about the colleges and, you know, making sure they asked questions while they were there. It was a really wonderful experience. Those girls are just so sweet. They kept trying to get me to stroll. Miss Angel, do the dance thing. Come on. I said, I don't remember any strolls, girl. Yes, you come on.
They're
can
good
you
group
do
girls
the dance thing? One of them ooped, and I said, no, one threw up the hand signal. I said, I will let my Soros fight you. She said, Delta's fight? I said, yes.
Oh, them Reds be going at it, y'all.
I said, we absolutely be fighting. And she was like, I mean, I'm from the hood. I said, you ain't hood enough. You're not hood enough. And I said, now let
poor
them
thing.
She said, oh, okay. I said, I'm just telling you. I told you to stop trying to throw it up. You don't want to listen. I'll let them come fight you. They were like, well, what do we get? I said, the red hoodie that you have on is all that you get. But I took back information to Lil Marcus. Battle of the Bands was great. I wish I could have seen more, but, you know, I was there to chaperone. I took home information to Lil Marcus about FAMU, Morris Brown, Grambling, Howard, Morehouse, and maybe somewhere else. And we got to have a really good conversation with him about college. And he told me for the first time that he didn't think he was like, I don't think I want to go out of state. And I was like, why? Because you want to be close to us? And he was like, yeah. I said, you think you're going to get homesick? He was like, mm-hmm. So we got to kind of have a conversation about, like, you know, him not limiting himself based off of where the school is located. I said, it's okay to get homesick.
Yeah. I told him even people that want to get out of state and get away from home, get homesick. I said, you're going to get homesick. Me or your mother is from California. I said, but homesick ain't crippling.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, man, I want to get home as much. And you're going to get home. Like, it's fine. It's a temporary thing. Even going to that state and that school is a temporary thing. But one thing I was like, what's a good thing is you are born and raised in one of the largest cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so you going to one of these other states is going to seem very manageable. Like, mm-hmm. you'll be able to figure out your way around, and it's going to be moving a lot slower. And because we had to explain to him how fun your college years are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. they're going to be fun. I said, so you're going to appreciate that about, you know, those other places, even if you are homesick.
I told him, I said, imagine going to class, getting to your dorm, doing your homework, and then going to your friend's dorm so y'all can play a video game together and yell at each other, and your other friends coming over and y'all all yelling, having fun. And then you all decide to leave there and go kick it at some like a little party that somebody's having. And I was like, and you don't even have to dance. You can people watch, you could talk, or you can meet new people. And then you realize it's 3 a.m. You got class in the morning. So you go to bed, you wake up, and you do the same thing all over again. I said, does that not sound great? He was like, yeah. I was like, "It." I said, you have no idea how much fun you're going to have. I said, and I just want to put you in an environment. I said, my main thing is for you to go to a school that is going to help you do whatever it is you want to do in life. I said, but also because college is so important for your social setup, I want you to be in a place where it brings you back to your normal self. It brings you back to the markets that's not afraid to, you know, make friends. It brings you back to the markets that's more, you know, boisterous in his behavior. And I said, at a HBCU, you will not be unique. There will be other boys that are like you. At one of these California colleges, I said, your friend group is going to kind of look the same as it does now.
Yeah, because he's not going out of state unless he goes to an HBCU.
Period.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
That's pointless. We got some of the best in the country right here in this state. Why would we send him elsewhere?
Right.
But I was telling him, I was like, you know how many people thought that I stayed on campus at UK? I didn't even go to UK. That's how fun college is.
Yes.
When I was getting my associate's degree at Kentucky Tech, I was on campus.
Right.
You got
I said, that tells you how much fun it is.
Like, what dorm you in? I don't even go to this school, but that's how much I'm here.
Yes. I said he had that much fun that he was coming to school, a school he didn't even go to.
The parties? Blandon Tower parties at top floor? That was always lit. Yeah. I was always in there. Some girl thrown up against the wall.
That was my place. When I was there, my God, today I was popping. And what else did I?
Raggedy Edge rooms at Greg Page.
Raggedy. I also was showing him the tuition so he could also see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I said, USC costs $68,000 a year to attend. I was like, Morris Brown costs $5,700. Yeah. I said, you see the difference? He was like, wow.
Mama got more than 3 pair of shoes upstairs.
But he was like, wow. I said, yeah. So cost is going to be a factor. So I definitely am excited to go down this journey with him. I said, and if you do go out of state, I said, the fact that I am encouraging you to consider going out of state, knowing darn well I'm going to sob my eyeballs out, and I will be on your campus way more often than what I should
be. He thinks we plan that we will have an apartment in whatever city he goes to school in, if it ain't in California.
Oh, yeah. That's
apartment.
Happening.
Oh, and especially in the set, that apartment going to be so cheap.
If it's
going
to
be nice.
Yeah. Because what's also great is that he will more than likely graduate out of college. But yeah, he will. He'll graduate out of college before the twins do. So we can do this for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they're spaced out well enough.
He mess around, go to one of them parties, and we already at the party. Yeah. Oh, you came to this one too?
Come on there, on you, man. He'll be like, get me out of here. So she said, oh, I love Morgan. My child's not going to Morris Brown.
Yeah, he's talking about sending him to Baltimore. Hey.
I'm not going to Morris Brown. My child isn't. I only went to that table because the person recognized me and was like, that chick Angel, come over here so we can take a picture. So I was like, well, we'll just get the information anyway so that the girls can see the tuition and everything. But so they said it's $5,000 because they just got their accreditation back. I know. I'm not. I'm not sending my child there, but I'm excited for him to experience Morehouse, to experience FAMU, and to experience Howard, as well as other schools. But those three,
yeah.
I'm hoping he finds something there. All right. We don't have many more days that you all can vote. So if you have not voted, please go to vote.naacpimageawards.net.
Please do.
And vote for us in the category of Outstanding Podcast, Lifestyle, and Self-Help.
Y'all, please go vote. The amount of times I voted.
How you gonna feel if we win?
I went through my phone, y'all, and looked up everybody's email address.
Baby, how you gonna feel if we win?
Be happy.
With you gonna do an acceptance speech on Patreon?
Of course. Patreon gonna get this acceptance speech. Y'all know that?
I want Patreon to give us an acceptance speech. Because this is y'all's too.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to give us an acceptance speech, Patreon. One by one. 30 seconds. And I'm timing you.
You all are asking me about other universities. No, I'm excited about all of them. It's just those are my top ones that I'm excited about for him. Yeah, we want y'all to give a speech. We've been here. I've been here since when I didn't know when y'all were going to come back. And so to get us to this place, go to shopmamalikes.com for my therapy and affirmations kit. It has a journal for therapy, affirmation cards, a caftan, and a bonnet on sale now. What do you want to tell the people?
Hey, man, shit. That's my beard and body butter, manshyt.com. You can go check that out. Yes, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. We hope you appreciate it. And we hope, sorry. Thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, that's right.
I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book. Marcus ain't on the book, and TikTok and Tank Don't Talk.
And I can be found here on YouTube if you're watching us at That Chick Angel TV, on TikTok at That Chick Angel TV, on Red Book or Red Note at That Chick Angel.
What is that?
The Asian site on Instagram at That Chick Angel, and Threads at That Chick Angel. Yeah, that's all we're going to say for now.
All right. Till next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of it was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.